music honors the Lord, a church where the focus is teaching God's Word. Look no further. First Conservative Baptist Church would be honored to have your family join their family. FCBC, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295 in the Mandarin community. Bible study at 9:30, worship at 10:30. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. I pray that you're tuned in. I pray that you enjoy, you're blessed and intrigued and challenged each and every day by the issues that we discuss. I believe there are issues that are real and relevant. And for those of you that may be listening and say, well, that's a political agenda. Well, listen, and some are even saying, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're in that category and you've thought it and you've not said it, that why should a Christian pastor be talking about political issues? Listen, God created the home. God created government, and God created the church, and he did so in that order. Anything we discuss about what is called politics, the Bible calls it civil government, anything we discuss about civil government, anything we discuss about the home of the family, anything we discuss about the church, theology, doctrine, etc., all central biblicist subjects. And we need to have a central biblicist mindset that everything that we see happening in local, national, or state, or international, we need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? What is the truth of the Word of God? By the way, just little tidbits that I touched on by way of pre-introduction in the monologue this morning is the fact that the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. The Bible says, if we sow to the wind, we'll reap to the whirlwind. Just as Jesus, talking with the woman at the well in the 4th chapter of John, he said, go tell your husband. She said, I have no husband. And Jesus said, you're exactly right. You have had 5, and the one you're living with now is not your husband. Shining light and bringing about truth. And that's exactly what we see taking place in D.C. today with President Donald J. Trump. We prayed for him as Christians. We prayed for him as conservatives. We prayed that God would divinely intervene, and God has. And as a result of that, we're witnessing President Trump carrying out the task that God called him for, and through his providence and divine intervention, God's doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, before President Trump was elected, the Democrats for about 10 years kept intensifying their suit and their lawfare, and the investigations. I'm looking at a meme. It says, and just like that, the Democrats don't like investigations anymore. The Democrats do not want anything to be investigated. They think that somehow, some way, they think they know better, but that's not what they're saying in public. They think that somehow, some way, the Republicans, the conservatives, the patriots ought to leave things just as they are. Don't upset the apple cart. Leave the socialist, Marxist, communist bureaucrats embedded and allow them to continue to milk America dry. Allow them to continue with their defrauding of the American public. Listen, just with the things and I don't have time to go through the whole litany of those things that have taken place, but just with the things that's been discovered in relationship to the uncovering through DOGE and Elon Musk and the president. Millions of dollars, millions of dollars have been spent on drag queen shows in other nations. Millions have been spent for the electric vehicles, and I believe it's 2.5 million. The Biden administration, the Democrats spent in Vietnam for electric vehicles. What are you going to do with an electric vehicle in Vietnam? Drive through the jungle and plug it up to the trees? Listen, millions of dollars to promote transgenderism on a global basis. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been uncovered as waste, fraud, and abuse in the agencies of our government. That's the reason USAID summarily shut down, because it was simply being used. Listen, under USAID, according to one of the discoveries, American tax dollars went to a concrete company, a cement company in Gaza, operated by Hamas, and $100 million of taxpayer money was spent for cement. What did they use cement for? To build the tunnels under the 25-mile length of Gaza. That's what they did it for, or did with it. And that was being done, ladies and gentlemen, on a wholesale basis. Major, mega, mega, hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions of dollars are wasted. And yet the Democrats are going, start raving crazy, going to war against DOGE. Not only the billions of dollars and perhaps trillions of dollars President Trump has been able to save for the taxpayer, and we ought to be thankful for what he's done and what is taking place. But, ladies and gentlemen, the intriguing thing to me, the thing that I'm watching today, is the get-out-of-dodge mindset. Listen, those that have been fired, those that have been laid off, those that have taken early retirement, I believe some 70, 80, 900,000 people, they're putting their homes up for sale, putting their homes up for rent, getting out of Dodge, getting out of D.C., I understand the latest number is over 10,000. I'm looking at a headline, though, says real estate market crash fears in Washington, D.C. as citizens claim they're selling their homes, leaving the city. Here's an interesting little few tidbits in the article. More than 4,271 homes were put on the market for sale just in 14 days. The rats are running away. This article reads, a picture showing 14,825 homes that have been reportedly listed for sale in and around the city of D.C. This article says 14,825. One writer said over 10,000 homes have been put up for sale or for lease in the Washington, D.C. marketplace. And ladies and gentlemen, that's because they're getting out of Dodge. That's because they're getting out of D.C. That's because they see the handwriting on the wall. And ladies and gentlemen, as they, I don't know, maybe they think that if they get out of D.C., they'll be out of reach of any prosecutorial hand or arm of the government. I don't know what the mindset is. Don't know why they're doing so. But ladies and gentlemen, for the most part, these in the agencies where some 75,000, 80,000 had taken the early retirement plan that Trump so liberally offered to them, some 8 months of advance or pay, and then being able to, quote, retire, is a good golden parachute, I believe, that they've been offered and many have accepted. Even with that, some of the labor unions have filed suit against DOGE. Some of the labor unions have filed suit against President Trump. Some of the Democrats have filed suit, and they're mouthing off. In fact, Letitia James in D.C., standing in New York, standing up saying, we're going to fight President Trump. She's tried fighting President Trump and lost. My opinion, if I might just do a little parenthetical footnote, President Donald J. Trump needs to fire Letitia James. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, when Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, went in office as president, he fired, I think it was 400 attorney generals across America, 400 attorney generals, and replaced them. You didn't hear a scream and cry that you're hearing today when President Trump just fired 17 out of the DOJ assistant attorney generals. You didn't hear it then, but now because it's President Trump doing so, all of a sudden it's high crimes and misdemeanors. They're already trying to say, we need to impeach President Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. Retired federal judge doesn't see much that the courts can do to stop Trump's actions. Here's the bottom line. They're filing these suits, but based on some of the most reputable constitutional experts' words, some of the judges even have determined, ascertained, that you can file a suit if you want to, but President Trump has the authority constitutionally to do what he is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I've explained it before on this broadcast. We have three branches of government, each with equal responsibility, with a, tension between the three to keep the separation of powers separate so that we'd be able to carry out our constitutional republic with a representative form of government. There's no reason that one of those three branches of government, i.e. The judiciary, there's no reason that those in the black robes should have the authority to overpower and to subject the other two branches under their thumb. It is just simply not the way our Constitution was set up. And the constitutional authority under the Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution for the President of the United States of America, he has the responsibility and the opportunity and the power to do what he is doing. That's the thing that causes consternation with the Marxists. That's the thing that causes consternation with the Democrats, is because President Trump is doing what he said he would do and has the power to do it. This headline, retired judge, federal judge, doesn't see much that the courts can do to stop the president's action. On Monday, the U.S. District Judge John Connell McConnell said that the Trump administration has violated his order to unfreeze federal spending, despite a temporary restraining order issued last month blocking the administration's efforts to pause payments and grant other federal programs. The White House has said that a review of the federal funding is necessary to ensure that spending aligns with the president's agenda, but it also stated that officials are acting in good faith to interpret the court's rulings and quickly resume any affected funding. The case is one of many lawsuits challenging Trump's executive orders and their legal limits. But the question is whether the judge can do anything to stop an administration once it has breached the constitutional limitations. That's the question. Has he breached the constitutional limitations? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, based on the authority of the Constitution, President Trump has not breached his constitutional authorities. He is simply living by and going by the letter of the law based on the Constitution. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, keep in mind, the president has the constitutional power. He has the authority to hire. He has the authority to replace anybody, hire or fire anybody, any of the federal agencies. Ladies and gentlemen, the scream of the Democrat liberals is that Elon Musk was not elected. Listen very carefully. Elon Musk didn't have to be elected. He was put in the position that President Trump saw fit to put him in the position. You remember with Barack Hussein Obama's presidency, Valerie Jarrett, does that name ring a bell? Valerie Jarrett was his administrative assistant, the chief voice in his ear as to what to do, how to do, when to do. Valerie Jarrett praised communism. She was a socialist, Marxist, communist to the T. And yet, nobody said anything about the decision she made. Nobody said anything about the direction that she was leading our country through Barack Hussein Obama. And yet, they're wanting to, quote, impeach Elon Musk. They don't even know what the word means. That just simply means we want to remove him. We want to take our authority back to continue to defraud American taxpayers. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, according to the real estate statistics, as I said a moment ago, one writer said over 10,000 homes. Another one says over 14,000 homes have been put on the market in D.C. But here's the, ladies and gentlemen, here's the little crux of the whole matter. Those that are in D.C. that are getting out of Dodge, as I call it, ladies and gentlemen, they're working the search engines pretty heavily. Here's a headline. Headline. Eruption in Beach Blit, B-E-A-C-H-B-I-T, Beach Blit. Wipe hard drive, offshore banking. Searches in D.C. suggest the deep state is in full panic mode. This article reads, Internet research trends in D.C. metro area have been nothing short of stunning in the recent weeks, reflecting what appears to be a growing panic within the federal bureaucracy as President Trump and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency root out corruption in all non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and all federal agencies. Earlier this week, Internet search, listen now, this is what those bureaucrats that are now getting out of Dodge, as I call it, that are now putting their homes on the market and leaving town, the main research that's taking place on the Internet, I'm reading it. Early this week, Internet searches for criminal defense lawyers. Why would they be looking for criminal defense lawyers? RICO laws. What about RICO laws? It went viral on the Internet, fueling speculation that Washington's political elites are in panic mode. The searches coincided with DOGE's efforts to neuter USAID's funding and the NGOs that propped up a shadow government, as well as beginning the cutting of tens of thousands of workers from various jobs. Washington, D.C. research on the Internet soars, looking for, quote, Swiss banks, offshore banking, how to wire money, and IBAN. WikiLeaks wrote that on X late Thursday. Other searches were how to erase a computer. Also moved higher in the research on the hard drives that they were looking to clean. Yes, this article reads, the search team wiped hard drive across the D.C. metro has gone absolutely parabolic. The article further says, and BleachBit as a tool. They're searching for lawyers. They're searching for what are the statute of limitations. This article says, why on earth would some D.C. residents panic search keywords that suggest they're trying to cover up some kind of crime? Ladies and gentlemen, if they've done nothing wrong, if there's been no crimes allowed, if there's been no crimes done, why are they searching for lawyers to defend them? Why are they searching for what the RICO laws call for? Why are they searching for how to operate without being caught? Why are they searching for some way, BleachBit, to, you know, that was what Hillary Clinton used when she wiped her computer hard drives clean back when she was caught red-handed with erasing 33,000 emails, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, this is telling. Look at another headline. Headline very similar. It says, D.C. elites in full panic mode. Intersearch researchers reveal what's really going on in Washington. Recent Internet research trends in D.C. metro area have raised eyebrows, reflecting potential concerns among political and bureaucratic circles as the Department of Government Efficiency under President Trump and Elon Musk intensifies efforts to eliminate corruption within non-governmental organizations and federal agencies. Early this week, the research in terms like criminal defense lawyer, RICO laws, surged, gaining traction on all social media. WikiLeaks noted in a post on X that searches for financial terms such as Swiss banks, offshore banking, wire money, have spiked in the D.C. area, indicating potential interest in moving funds abroad or hiding money in some fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, why do they want to hide the money? Listen, one of the things that is absolutely necessary for us to understand, I believe, is the fact that the fraud and the waste and the things that's been taking place in the federal agencies were taking place benefiting those that were operating those agencies and those organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, here's one example of it. Headline says, mind-blowing. Trump and Musk find people 150 years old. Ponder that for a moment. Find people 150 years old still receiving Social Security payments. Elon Musk joined President Donald Trump in the Oval Office Tuesday to discuss mind-blowing amounts of fraud and abuse they're discovering through deep dives in DOGE, including people that supposedly are 150 years old that's still receiving Social Security. We had no idea we were going to find this much, Trump said. We have already found billions of dollars of abuse, incompetence, and corruption. Could be closer to $1 trillion that we're going to find. Further, the article reads, we do find it sort of rather odd that there are quite a few people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few $100,000, but somehow manage to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth while they're in their positions at the USAID and other agencies. We're just curious as to where it came from. Maybe it was very good investing, in which we should take their investment advice. But there seems to be, mysteriously, some way that they got there, somehow they got their wealth. We do not know. What does it mean? Where does it come from? I think the reality is they're getting wealthy at taxpayers' expense. That's the honest truth of it. It's mind-blowing, Musk said. We're really just talking about adding common sense controls that should be present, that should have already been present. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the headline. Confirmed, DOG finds $2.7 trillion in Medicare and Medicaid fraud. The White House Press Secretary Kathleen Leavitt said the $2.7 trillion in Medicare and Medicaid fraud that already has been uncovered by President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency is just part of a long list of fraud, waste, and abuse that DOGE is identifying on a daily basis. The question was raised whether or not the recent White House briefing, when she was asked specifically about the $2.7 trillion revealed by a House subcommittee run by Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes on to talk about in that search they found some cases of 500,000 that are missing, some cases that millions are missing. It says that that's what DOGE works on every single day. Nothing. Said nothing, noting, they said, this is what Trump campaigned to do, and that is what he is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to rejoice in the realization and the recognition that what is taking place is what Trump said that he would do. Trump said that he would go in and find the waste, fraud, and abuse. Trump said that he would go in and take care of the problems that's found in our federal government. We elected him to do so, and I believe God is using him to do so. Another headline. In fact, the headlines from different news agencies, ladies and gentlemen, is just filled with this. Panic in D.C. Jobless claims spike. Search engines boom. Bleach bit. Wipe hard drive. Offshore banking. And he goes on to say in this writer, in this article, early this week, Internet searches trends of criminal defense lawyers and RICO laws went viral on X, fueling speculation that Washington's political elites were in panic mode. The searches coincide with DOGE's efforts to neuter USAID's funding and the NGOs that propped up a shadow government, as well as being cutting tens of thousands of workers from various federal agencies. Another headline, hiding something? Question mark. Web research says searching for criminal attorneys in D.C. reportedly reaching a record high in D.C. Beltway. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. These that are searching for how to use bleach bit, how to wipe out a hard drive, those that are searching for offshore banking and Swiss banking accounts, how to transfer money, how to wire money, how to carry out a transfer of it, the U-Haul business being a bumper business now, President Trump with DOGE and Elon Musk already uncovered, as I said a moment ago, $2.7 trillion just in Medicare and Medicare alone. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, it's not just the money aspect of it. Listen, we need to recognize as well what Trump has done. They have found millions of dollars for drag queen shows in other nations, millions of dollars for electric vehicles for Vietnam. They have spent millions of taxpayer dollars to promote transgenderism in every aspect of the policies for universal policies for foreign nations and the foreign aid. The Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, are going stark raving crazy, going to war against our nation simply because our President Trump's trying to save America from bankruptcy by what he is doing. But listen, Let's go back and account for what he's done, not just the money savings, not just what he's found in that realm, but listen, as a result of President Trump's being elected and inaugurated as the 47th president, just in a brief period of time from the time he was sworn into office, January the 20th, we've had approximately 90 days or less that he's been in. January, February, it's about 60 days that we've had with President Trump carrying out what he said he would do. There's no more LGBTQ agenda in our public schools by executive order of President Trump. There's no more censorship of conservative and Christian voices in America as a result of President Trump's executive orders to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no more transgenderism in our military. There's no more transgenderism in our schools and all governmental agencies. President Trump has stopped it by an executive order. In fact, just recently, President Trump also signed an executive order that if there's any school in America that wants to enforce mask wearing and vaccinations, that school receives zip, zero, nada, no federal dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump by executive order says no more lockdowns, no more forced mask wearing. President Trump's latest executive order. No more LGBTQ in our schools teaching the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, if Trump has done nothing else, he has brought us back to some of the fundamental biblical concepts and principles that should be we should be eternally grateful for. As Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to be thankful for what God is doing through President Trump. I know there's some out there that say, well, look at his background. Ladies and gentlemen, look at Solomon's background. Look at David's background. Look at the Apostle Paul's background. And look how God used imperfect men to carry out the task that God wanted done in the nation. I believe that's exactly what President Trump is doing today through Donald J. Trump. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of Trump's going back in office. By the way, he recently said we need to bring back religion in America. We need to turn back to God in America. We need to turn back to the Bible in America. I believe God has divinely intervened, and that near-death experience with that assassin's bullet, I believe God has gotten President Trump's attention that he has a passion to carry out the task that God has saved his life for. In fact, on several occasions, Trump has recently said that God saved him from death in order to save America. And I believe that's the case, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe what we're witnessing and what we're watching today with what President Trump is doing, we should praise God for each and every day. I'm looking at a headline that says, Trump announces executive order to protect religious liberties and eradicate all Christian bias. An executive order that says you cannot persecute and prosecute Christians in America. There will be no more governmental intervention to undermine and tear down and destroy the Christian church, and Christian organizations. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand today and praise God for what he's done and thank him for what he's doing and ask God to continue to give wisdom and strength and insight and protection for President Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us down Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Replay of today. This is Let's Face the Issue on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
University. You're listening to The Truth, 91.7.
Conservative.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier.